see what's at say here. During Mr. Allen's 3 days teaching session in my English class, I learned a lot of things I nor my teachers ever discussed. It made me think, I mean, truly concentrate and try to come up with a reason to explain why we were never taught this. If it hadn't been for Mr. Allen, I wouldn't know of this, the true facts about war and the effects it has on the lives of many people. The only reason I was able to come up with this was what Mr. Allen said. Teachers in public schools are allowed to only mention some things, not everything. And I think that's one of the points. Mm-hmm. One of the first thing I say to students is that my opinion about U.S. policy in the Gulf is of no importance. And I think the very fact that, you know, Anthony's view of it is somewhat different from Rhonda's, and they both say they got something out of it, means that I've done my job well in that regard anyway. What I want them to do is appreciate the gravity and seriousness of it, and what I want them to do is think for themselves. We don't spend enough time giving students an opportunity. One of the problems with education is that we don't spend enough time giving students an opportunity to exercise their own minds.
That's what we're talking about, aren't you? Thinking for yourself. Isn't that pretty much what we're talking about? Mm-hmm. I'm going to read a poem. Before that, have you got the essays?
Yeah, that was from an essay from Grace Motta, and I believe I have their
essays. Got one of Anthony's and one of Rhonda's?
Yeah, I do.
Why don't you have them read it?
Okay, there's Anthony's, and Rhonda's should be in here too.
And we'll do that, and that'd be good, and we could sort of close with that. But let me try, while you're finding Rhonda's, here's a poem I read. It's by a man named Tom McGrath, a wonderful poet who recently died. And it's called Gone Away Blues. You're going to get a kick out of this, Anthony and Rhonda, I think. And, sirs, when you are in your last extremity, when your admirals are drowning in the grass-green sea, when your generals are preparing the total catastrophe, I want you to know how you cannot count on me. I have ridden to hounds through my ancestral halls. I have picked the eternal crocus on the ultimate hill. I have fallen through the window of the highest room. But don't ask me to help you, 'cause I never will. Sirs, when you move that map pin, how many souls must dance? I don't think all those soldiers have died by happenstance. The inscrutable look on your scrutable faces, I can read at a glance, and I'm cutting out of here at the first chance. I have been wounded climbing the second stair. I have crossed the ocean in the hull of a live wire. I have eaten the asphodel of the dark side of the moon. But you can call me all day, and I just won't hear. Oh, patriotic mister, with your big ear to the ground, sweet old curly scientist wiring the birds for sound. Oh, lady with a steuben glass heart and heels, your heels so rich and round. I'll send you a picture postcard from somewhere I can't be found. I have discovered the grammar of the public good. I've invented a language that can be understood. I found the map of where the body is hid, and I won't be caught dead in your neighborhood. Oh, hygienic inventor of the bomb that's so clean. Oh, lily-white senator from East Turnip Green. Oh, celestial mechanic of the money machine. I'm going someplace where nobody makes your scene. And he ends by saying goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, adios, au revoir, so long, sayonara, das vidania, ciao, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. Ain't that a powerful one?
Yeah.
See, the guy is telling, he discovered where the body is hidden. That's what it's about. Well, Anthony, you want to try reading your essay? And then Rhonda, and that'll just about make a very wonderful hour for me. Huh?
Read the whole thing?
Well, it's a long one, isn't it? Well, read passages from it.
Okay.
You read the one you choose.
I'll start with my World War II from 1939 to 1945 was a war that no one had ever seen the likes of before. Fighting went on in three continents, Europe, Asia, and Africa, and into two great oceans, the Atlantic and the Pacific. The Light of Day, a poem written by David Geraint Jones, who died in 1944. I interpreted this poem as saying that he, being a soldier, died so his love could be free. He gave his freedom of life, so she could enjoy hers. World War II is often spoken of as a war for democracy. This is especially true in the U.S., where our president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, stated, "We must be the arsenal of democracy." Another event of the war was the Holocaust from 1933 to 1945. When Hitler became chancellor in 1933, he began a series of anti-Semitic laws and the building of concentration camps to kill all Jews, Gypsies, Poles, Ukrainians, Russians, and many other nationalities he considered inferior to the master race. When World War II ended in 1945, over 12 million people, 6 million of them Jews, had been murdered. The poem, History Teacher in the Warsaw Ghetto Rising, by Evangeline Patterson, speaks of a teacher who fought the Nazis in 1944 in the Warsaw ghettos. The Jewish people, ill-equipped but brave, stood up to the Nazis, only days later to be slaughtered. This poem speaks of the bravery of these people and the sad consequences their lives faced.
That's just a touch of what he wrote about World War II. How about reading a passage or so from yours, Rhonda?
Okay. Well, this is talking about the quote. Okay, war stands out because there are so many unanswered questions, or better yet, questionable answers. For example, the teacher reminded us of a statement which was used during Operation Desert Storm. Our ordnance is revisiting sites of previous engagement. This statement would go over someone's head who doesn't get the full understanding of what's going on. But as the teacher explained to us, the statement was presented like it was to cover up a failure. Would it have sounded professional if he had said, "Our bombs are going to go back and blow up what we didn't blow up before"? No. If the citizens had known this was what he was saying, would they have put all of their trust in a system that had to redo what should have been accomplished the first time?
Yeah, I think these are good essays, you know, and these are good excerpts of what you're, because you're thinking. You may not be agreeing on everything, but isn't that what you had in mind pretty much?
Oh, exactly, exactly. Yeah. And I think that's why, with very few exceptions, I haven't had any difficulty, and I've taught 900 students in all 8 different schools in 3-4 different states. And I think, you know, initially one or two teachers and one or two students decided that, you know, I was here somehow as an anti-war teacher, which isn't at all true. What my opinion about the war is isn't relevant. What's important is that Rhonda and Anthony interact with the material, listen to the voices of people who have been through it, and think for themselves, and not accept either of the bumper stickers. The bumper sticker that says "No blood for oil" is too simple, and the bumper sticker that says "Let's kick their blank and take their gas" that's too simple too.
So basically, thinking for yourself, what this is all about. And I want to thank the three of you, Glenn Allen and Rhonda Freeman and Anthony Espinosa. Thank you. The hour's gone so quickly. Thank you very much, because this is how a teacher works. Seems to be the teacher that I like, that you do, and how students think, especially about something of life and death. Thank you all three very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.